Okay, the first time you broke up just a little bit, but you gave it a second time. hamradiotools.indiaoscar, correct?
Yeah, you're right. hamradiotools.io. So he says that's pretty cool stuff, and you see how the publication and the time and everything. Back to you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll definitely take a look at it. But I'll be honest with you. Because of the way I do HF, what happens is, I do it from a mobile, 100% from the mobile. I can't do it from the QTH. So that means I have to set up the antenna and the radio and everything, go to a location to play radio. That's what I've done it for years that way. So what happens is I do it when either I feel like it or the weather cooperates or, you know, when things go good. Yeah. But I don't do it on the day because propagation is promising. You know what I mean? It's difficult to explain. But if the two fall together, you know, if I think, oh, I'm going out today to do some HF, and I look at the propagation on the website, and it shows good, yeah, definitely go, you know. So a friend of mine here in town tried to tell me, you know, it's really good today, go out, you know. Well, no, there's other things I need to do. It's hard to explain if you don't have a radio station in your QTH, but that's the way it is with me. VE5 ALZA 3 at Hawaii.
Oh, well, that's okay, but check it out just for fun on your computer. You see, I didn't try yet, but I will, that's for sure. He says, I love it, and this is a very good stuff. Better than solar. I'm solar sometimes. Sometimes I trust it, and sometimes I don't. Because I checked this weekend, last weekend, I mean, Sunday, on my hand solar. It just says good on 80 meters, good, and on night or whatever, 20, 40 meters. And I went to my radio, and said, that's a crappy ship. I can't believe it. I don't trust too much AM solar. That's all right, but I don't know. It's not really an update for some reason. I don't know. So anyway, that's my experience anyway. Yeah, and beautiful morning here, a little bit of wind, totally blue sky, and no rain for the next this weekend and next week, no rain at all. Totally 25, 26, 27, around there. So nicely.
Node 5, 1, 2, 5, 3, 7. Timeout.
Yeah, VHRH, I'm returning. When it comes to space weather, I call it space weather, you know, and prediction for radio propagation, it becomes a hard science. So some sites may be better than others, but you have to pick and choose which one you trust best. And I definitely will take a look at this Ham Radio Tools IO. Weather here looks nice. We've got 21 or 22 last time I looked. I don't know what the humidity is at, but looks sunny. Looks like a nice, beautiful day for a nice walk. I went out yesterday and played a little bit of Wires X. Not too much, and, just to get reunited with my Yaesu radio, you know, and talk to my friend who owns a node here in town, and got on a net, I think the Kansas City-wide net with John. Interesting guy. Always makes you feel welcome to the net, the way he talks, the way he says, pull up a chair and talk a little while, that kind of thing. He's from Florida, so he's got a heavy southern accent, really nice to listen to. And it's a net that goes for hours, I think. But I just finished my coffee. I've been listening to that QSO that was going on between an American station and a Russian station. I couldn't understand what was going on. Back to you, Pierre.
Yeah, Roger that. Oh, well, everything is good, so I might be on my side. So everything's coming pretty well, I hope. Finally. Ay-ay-ay. Anyway, yeah, I heard about some news I forgot to tell you a couple of days ago. Okay, again, Lake in BC, believe me or not, I saw some picture, and the lake is totally black. All the water totally black from some ash from the wildfire. And I saw some beach over there. I can't believe it. It's so black everywhere. You can see the bottom in about 5 inches of the edge of the lake. Unbelievable. Can you imagine for fish and everything? That
no.
Water is totally
five,
black color.
One,
unbelievable.
Two,
totally
five,
polar ash.
Three, seven, time out.
Yeah, I heard about it. I didn't look into it. I didn't see pictures or anything. But yeah, that's easy enough to believe. That ash has to come back down sooner or later, and it's disastrous for fish, for human life, you name it. It's bad. This stuff is landing on lakes and forests and everything. But imagine what it does to people. You can't breathe. It's sad. And I keep thinking about how I complained about our air quality here for those 3 or 4 days that we had, really, really bad. But, I think the people affected even worse. And I just saw the quality air quality index map, and BC is really, really bad. We're over here. We're I think at 3 or 4, which isn't too bad. It's not the best, but the air quality in BC, some spots are impossible. I don't know how they're handling it over there. Go ahead, Pierre.
Yeah, no problem at all. Well, it's probably hard for the little kids, a 6 month old or whatever. It's terrible. Well, I'm pretty sure that kind of ash would affect the hair conditioner outside. I'm pretty sure. I'm just guessing, but I think I'm right. Back to you.
Yeah, I imagine students having their summer off, and they can't play outside. I can't, like I said, I can't imagine how bad it can be over there. And I like being outside. I'm one of those guys, I don't like staying indoors all the time. But like most of us, we like to go out. Anyway, Pierre. The MRI that they're going to do on you, is that for the sciatic, is it called sciatic nerve? Over.
Yeah, you're right. Totally right. Yeah, got to go, Henry. Thank you for your curso. And 783, and we'll see you later. So I will declare after you final, Henry. Back to you.
Hey, Pierre, before you go, can you tell me whether or not Randy is still out camping in the deep woods? Over.
Well, he will be dead till Friday. Well, Friday morning, he's going back home, Friday morning. So probably early in the morning, I don't know. You need to set up the camp or whatever, and the trailer or whatever, trailer camp. Yeah, so he will be back. I'm pretty sure he will be at home Friday afternoon, I believe. Back to you.
Excellent. Yeah, he's been there a while, so I'm sure he's been enjoying his coffee near the fire. I think he's done some fishing and everything else. Gosh. Oh, what a great way to spend some time. Okay, Jeff. Thanks for the info, and we'll talk to you later. DE5R. ALVE5 Alpha Lima VA3HLY 73.
All right, 73, Henry. V3HLY VA5AL will be clear. And QRT, 73. 73 to AVL if he's still around.